Let's talk today a little bit about relationships. Imagine that's you. Imagine that's the person you love. There's a concept that this is a relationship, that two people become one. Hearts and souls meld, lives combine, and we live happily ever after. Two people become one. But when two people become one person, one of them isn't necessary. And so we end up single. So actually what makes a relationship healthy is not remaining independent. That would make a relationship fail. Not becoming one, that would make a relationship fail. But in the universal laws of nature, it's called the vesica Pisces. When two people overlap 33 1/3% of their lives and have 66% of their lives independent, they have a healthy relationship. Now, if you imagine this circle being the seven areas of life, it rotates. So we've got spiritual, mental, social, career, financial, health, relationship here. And this one, spiritual, mental, social, career, health, financial, relationship, seven areas of life. The question is, when we first meet somebody, we always put relationship and relationship overlapped. But over time, with children, or it gets a little bit boring, the sex is, you know, the same person every day, this person might start to bring home their work. Now, when this person starts to bring home their work, the piece they're overlapping to their spouse starts to change. Now, this person may not bring home their work. They may be interested in combining themselves in a relationship with someone else. And this person starts to talk about work all the time. More work, more work, more, oh, I've got this big problem. And there's less sex, there's less interest in sex, there's more criticism. And then they start to talk about the kids, which is bringing another aspect. And then they worry about the house renovation, and they creep by creep. What that makes this person do is go away. If you want a long-term sustainable relationship, you will bring home the part of you that is invested in a relationship, the part of you that loves your spouse, the part of you that loves your partner, the partner that you want to be intimate with your partner. And you will not bring home your work, you will not bring home your problems or your emotional crap. You will bring home you ready and available to relate to be intimate with, to be kind to be generous to your spouse. That means you have to sort out your stuff. Now, if where my hand is here is your work, and where my hand is here is their work, that means your work doesn't come home. It doesn't come home. It means you have to sort out your work problems outside the home. Can you do it? Can you sort out your work problems outside the home? Well, one of the ways to do that, and one of the most important things I think about life, is to have a coach. Whether it's at work or at home or outside of work, it brings you home clean and available. And that coach needs to know, to understand you in the seven areas of your life and the seven areas of your spouse's life, so that you get freed up to turn up at home. That means your career, where you're going, what money you're making, how you're spending it, where you're going, is already prescribed, because this is your responsibility, this circle. It's not this person's responsibility. They've got their own. And when you've got kids, this becomes complicated, because you're worried about money and you're talking about money at the dinner table. Then you're going to renovate the house and you're worried about time, and then you're worried about your religion or your spirituality, and then you're worried about your happiness, and all this goes on and it starts to fling around. When two people overlap in relationship, they're inseparable. But if somebody brings home their work here, and this person's looking for relationship, this person's looking for relationship, this one brings home work, worry, 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 worry about work, then this person finds another person to have a relationship with. That's called an affair. So who caused that? This one, who was asking for relationship in their life with a spouse, but the spouse didn't turn up. And so this person found a relationship somewhere else. This person will be crying, going, "You didn't love me, you cheated on me, oh, poor me, poor me." But this person's to blame.